We're talking about a new kind of sports center in the works here in Wisconsin called the Ability Center. It's a health and fitness facility that would be designed specifically for people with disabilities. The blueprints for the Ability Center include a track, a fitness center, climbing wall, several pools and volleyball courts, and 6 basketball courts. Sports Facilities Advisory, a sports facilities planning and management group, just did an economic feasibility study on the Ability Center, gave it a green light that takes it one step closer to being a reality. We have Damian Bookman with us. He's the founder and executive director of the Ability Center. Damian, thanks a lot for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Rob.
Also with us, Jason Clement. He's the founder and COO of the Sports Facility Advisory and Sports Facility Management. Jason, welcome to you as well.
Thanks, Rob. Great to be with you.
Let's start with you, Damian. What inspired you to pursue making this Ability Center a reality?
A handful of things, really. Primarily, I myself have an ambulatory disability from childhood cancer in both of my legs, and after having 22 knee replacements and revisions, pursuing my athletic goals, dreams, hopes kind of became nearly impossible without access to opportunities such as the Ability Center. And I also used to run a sports facility in Waukesha, Wisconsin, where in my nearly 10 years there, we only served one time a year people with developmental disabilities through the Special Olympics, and I've always felt that people impacted by disabilities deserved more.
And this is in the works for Milwaukee, right?
Yeah, the Milwaukee County area in southeastern Wisconsin, but with an ultimate goal of duplicating it in some level, in some manner throughout the country.
So what kind of features would the Ability Center have that would make it a friendly place for athletes with disabilities?
This is really about designing a space that's universal, not necessarily ADA code of law accessible, but what we call code of people accessible by doing universal design and the use of universal design. So whether that's more space, be it in the locker rooms or on the courts, or access to accessible equipment, both athletic and fitness-wise, or even including fitness classes that are adapted to individuals with various disabilities, it would offer a space that brings value to your membership and value to your time when you would enter the Ability Center.
And Damian, what do you see as the need, the interest in a facility like this?
Well, you know, in Milwaukee County alone, there's roughly 100,000 people that report a disability. In a 7-county area in Wisconsin, in southeastern Wisconsin here, there's roughly 190,000. So the need is pretty significant. And of these individuals, both families raising a child with a disability or individuals with disability, 25 to 50% are living at or below poverty level. So they have a need for access to a space that's affordable, inclusive to their needs.
Now, Jason Clement, let's bring you in on this. You did this economic feasibility study on the Ability Center. What makes this kind of idea a viable economic option for the community?
That's right, we did. Well, first of all, we look at the benefits to these types of complexes, both from a qualitative and quantitative perspective. The community benefit to these types of facilities and operations are vast. Team building, character development, these types of operations bring families together. Most of us are not professional athletes, but we can attribute some sort of our character development to playing or participating in a sport while growing up. Today, sports being utilized as a tool to facilitate mental, athletic, social, and spiritual growth in a diverse number of venues. And what's unique about the model for the Ability Center is that it's bringing the virtues of sport to a community that has very limited access. With that comes an opportunity to open up additional funding for it. And because of the lack of access for this particular community, we think that it's going to be utilized in very significant ways. And so when you quantify the economic impact, we're talking about over $15 million in economic impact, including over $7 million in sales tax revenue generated over the first 5 years. We're talking about 39 direct jobs, 242 indirect jobs created. And just during the one-time construction period, we're talking about a $54 million economic impact that can be attributed to just building this one complex, much less the rollout of this model that Damian was referring to across the country.
And Jason, since we don't have these things across the country, is there a prospect for sports tourism?
There absolutely is, and one of the great things about the design of this particular model is that it's not just for people with disabilities. it also has the flexibility to integrate both the able-bodied and the disabled for programming. So it will cater to disabled sports tourism, which is a big market, over a $200 billion market across the country, where many of the disabled don't have an opportunity to go play and compete in tournaments and events, certainly at the regional level. So this will attract those types of events, certainly carve into that $200 billion industry to bring people into the Milwaukee County, into the area. Certainly hotel lodging will be impacted, retail, community spending, food and beverage, and those sorts of things.
A listener named John from Windsor was wondering if this is, in effect, segregating people with disabilities even maybe a little further than already. Shouldn't the focus maybe be on making existing athletic facilities more able to serve all communities? Damian, let's get your take on that.
Yeah, I think that's a great comment and a great question. You know, my response to that is I believe that institutions that are currently out there and available have been being asked to do that for the last two, three, four decades without adequate answer. And our thought is that if you can make a place where we have kind of called reverse inclusion, a place where it's made for people with disabilities and inclusive of the able-bodied public, it makes for a place where you feel more welcome, wanted, and comfortable. And I think that that's the most important things when you come through the doors of any facility, be it a sports facility, be it a movie theater, be it a mall, a local mall, that you feel like you're welcome and wanted here and not in the way. And I think it starts there. And for us, it's the goal is to actually get to a point where we can ability center certify locations where they can better understand how to serve people in their community with disabilities. And I think when you answer it with a space like this where research can be conducted in order to make sure that we're providing proper services, I think that that gives a model for them to aspire off of. Right now, if you walk into most fitness, you will hear that approximately 1-5% of the equipment in that space is accessible. The Ability Center is looking to include 56% accessible strength equipment with 31% accessible cardio equipment. So it's a pretty significant leap from what's currently out there to what we're envisioning.
Jason, are you seeing other communities around the country toying with this idea, or are we out in front here in Wisconsin on this?
Well, this is certainly a unique model. That said, we are seeing other facilities around the country taking a deeper look at this. And the reason is, nationally, as we look at the trends, a larger percentage of our population has some sort of disability. And a big contributor to that is our servicemen and women coming back from the wars and the altercations overseas. So many of the communities are looking to ways to incorporate and integrate that population into their existing complexes. That said, what Damian has hatched here with his board is certainly unique, and his leadership, his passion, charisma, and not to mention his history of beating that life-threatening cancer just make him a great catalyst and a true differentiator for this type of model. And certainly with this first one, we anticipate this rolling out more regularly, whether they're standalone ability centers like this or whether existing facilities start to integrate more services that can serve that population.
And Damian, I wanted to ask you about that, veterans with disabilities.
Yep. Absolutely. I mean, we've really thought we certainly don't have the answers. And one of the things that one of the things we've maintained is that what we know is that we don't know. We don't know everything and are looking for the community to reach out to and reach back to help give us some insight on what they would like to see. But when it comes to veterans, especially, obviously, there's a significant need. And what we need to look at and consider is that as a perfect example, I myself play wheelchair basketball. And on our wheelchair basketball team, we have three veterans. Without our veterans, we don't have a team. And without the civilians competing along with the veterans, they don't have a team. So it's really a nice complement for the two groups to come together as one, as opposed to, once again, in many instances, segregating veterans with disabilities versus civilians with disabilities. We need to be a cohesive group in order to create a successful model.
Now, Damian, you're working to create this Ability Center in Milwaukee County. Where are you now, and what are the next steps?
We are hoping to have land confirmed of where we will build the site by the end of the year. Certainly, you can build an accessible or universally designed facility anywhere, but if it's not in an accessible location to actually get to via transportation, primarily public transportation, then you're not meeting the mission. So finding that space in Milwaukee County isn't necessarily easy, but we hope to have that answer in the next year and be able to break ground within the next two and be open within the next three, somewhere around the summer or fall of 2018.
And this is a private entity, nonprofit, public-private partnership. How does that all work?
It's a nonprofit entity at this point, hoping to collaborate and work with both the Milwaukee Regional Medical Center as well as Milwaukee County to bring this asset to the community. You know, a lot of times, as Jason was explaining, these bring a significant economic impact to a community, and a lot of times a community will throw tax dollars or push tax dollars towards a project like this, and even the community might lead it on its own. We're not looking for anything in that space, just the acceptance of building such a facility in the area.
Well, Damian, thanks for joining us. Hope we can talk to you on opening day.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us.
And Jason Clement, thanks to you as well.
I appreciate it. Pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Damian Bookman, founder and executive director of the Ability Center, and Jason Clement, founder and COO of the Sports Facility Advisory.